to sorrow and grieve. Man is created with a nature that takes pleasure in beauty and with the desire to live in happiness and in well-being. Therefore, it is a completely natural human desire to be rid of unpleasant situations as quickly as possible, or to turn them into pleasant ones. In fact, being peaceful, cheerful, happy, and comfortable is an important factor for being healthy in terms of body and spirit. However, when people act according to their feelings, desires, and measures, without regard for the teachings of the Quran, they become oppressed by sorrow, worry, and fear. When one has no understanding of the nature of fate and complete submission to his will, as taught in the Quran, he is in a state of constant struggle with the anxiety that arises from not knowing what will happen to him or to those close to him at any given time. Whereas, if he lives his life according to the religion that Allah has chosen for him, and according to the moral values of the Quran, he will never experience this anxiety or any other such difficulty. Allah proclaims this truth through his messengers when he reveals, "All those who follow my guidance will not go astray and will not be miserable. But if anyone turns away from my reminder, his life will be a dark and narrow one." As stated in the above verse, many people turn away from Allah's reminder, and as a result, live anxious and unhappy lives. Their minds are continually agitated by the fear of being fired and ending up poor, of being cheated or becoming sick. When they hope for adulation, they worry they will be ridiculed. When they hope for loyalty, they fear being confronted with ingratitude. They become pessimistic when they consider the possibility of receiving bad news at any moment, or that someone might say or do something unpleasant to them. Even in their happiest moments, they live with the anxiety that they cannot make the moment last forever. Their life is really a nightmare. A person who assesses a situation superficially and reacts emotionally to it cannot foresee how, if something were to happen to him, it might in the later stage turn out to be good for him. Consider, for example, a person who is dejected because he missed his bus. How does he know that that bus will not be involved in an accident a moment later? Let us consider another example. A driver misses an exit that he is very familiar with and finds himself on the wrong direction. Assessing the situation from his superficial level of understanding, he becomes angry at himself, his joy evaporating because he will have to drive farther than he wanted. However, it was Allah who made him take that road. As in every occurrence, this too was his destiny. There are many such examples in daily life. It is therefore very important for this subject to be well understood and constantly borne in mind. Everything a person encounters, great or small, is in his destiny. And Allah creates all things for the best for Muslims. It is essential to fully comprehend and never forget this, and to look at all things through the eyes of wisdom, knowing they are all for the best. Evaluating all events within Allah's lofty plan in this way, and never grieving over anything, is a great blessing for this world and the hereafter. This will be instrumental in a believer enjoying reason, willpower, peace, and comfort.
As we have seen in the examples given throughout this documentary, living by the moral values of the Quran is a source of great ease and comfort. It is the only way that a person can profit in this world and the hereafter. People who live by the moral values of the Quran spend their whole lives as shaped by these virtues. They scrupulously abide by the commandments and prohibitions of the Quran and carefully avoid doing anything different. Their behavior is never false and never alters according to their environments. They exhibit a powerful character. They act in the knowledge that all events come from Allah and are all for the good. With these characteristics, they can easily be distinguished from many other individuals in the society in which they live. They adopt the morality of the prophets revealed in the Quran as their role models and strive to attain the moral virtues in question. It must not be forgotten that it is only possible to deserve and enter the paradise that Allah promises to believers by attaining these virtues. Only in that way can one hope for Allah to forgive one's sins and accept His servants into paradise out of His mercy. Allah makes this promise to believers in the Quran.
Yes, the friends of Allah will feel no fear and will know no sorrow. Those who believe and guard against evil, there is good news for them in the life of this world and in the hereafter. There is no changing the words of Allah. That is the great victory.